Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl. Let's get into it. I feel like you guys are about to drag me, and that's fine because I'm spitting nothing but facts. So recently I saw on my Instagram this woman who got married to a Muslim man, and it's like an interfaith marriage. And for me personally, why I'm bringing this up is because, like, in my life I've heard one or two girls that I knew personally who were simping for a certain type of guy. And I will honestly, and I've seen this as a pattern honestly on Instagram and whatnot, and I'm just going to be telling people what I feel like, because nobody else seems to want to tell you people. So this woman, I saw her page on Instagram. She's in an interfaith marriage and that works for her, and I'm not about to judge that situation. I realized that, I don't know, when it comes to faith, I feel like people are very, not people, some people or a few people I know in my personal experience, as well as like watching stuff. I remember the first time this type of thing ever like happened, I saw it like in front of my face, was when I was watching Backchat a few years ago. For those of you guys who know, Backchat is this YouTube channel, what I call it, video channel, I don't know, that it's like a bunch of Nigerian and, let me just say, black youths talk about different topics. It's not a podcast, it's a vlog kind of situation on YouTube. You can check them out. I don't know if they have videos up, but Backchat London. And you're talking about like interfaith marriage and whatnot, and how, you know, if you're of a certain faith, you might not be inclined to get married to somebody outside the faith. And everybody was, most people anyways, from what I can remember, were like, I know love transcends all things, like. And I remember this Chioma was saying something about that she can't believe somebody will allow a religion to get in the way of love and stuff like that. And I feel like it differs for everybody, but that, for me to have held onto that for all these years, this was in 2000 and I believe 2000 and maybe 17 I watched this episode. But that particular part, because I just find it very, I feel like everybody has their own personal journey and where they are at. For me, that would be a big test. If you're a Muslim, there, you know, like, God will test you with different things. I will see that as a test, because now I don't pray for that kind of conundrum to be my case. But for me, I feel like faith would have to come first before love. Love is actually not that deep. Like, when I say, I feel like some of you are giving me the side eye, but love is actually not that deep. There are other important things that, even in marriage, people will tell you that love is not it. Like, love is it, but it's not the only thing that keeps you together. There are other important things that, you know. And for me personally, that's not the dynamic I see. Anywho, why I'm talking about this is because I saw another post, and this particular woman who is in the interfaith marriage was talking about how people, girls, would send her DMs about how they're dating a Muslim man and they don't know what to do, and yada yada, in their relationship they're having problems. The first time I realized that there was a thing that guys do, especially Muslim guys, I think I was in secondary school. Because in secondary school, I feel like, no offense, but I feel like girls are always smarter. We develop faster than guys, even in the intellectual departments, no offense, or like the street smartness, maybe not book smartness necessarily, but like, girls are often very well self-aware earlier than guys, and that's just facts. And when I was in secondary school, I would see guys, Muslim guys, move to Christian girls or girls of other faiths. And for me, because I was an unbiased party, like, I was objectively looking at everything objectively, I knew what they were after. And whether you want to admit it or not, don't be angry at what I'm saying. You know it's facts. Muslim guys who move to non-Muslim girls or girls of other religions or no religion are trying to use them for sex, point blank period. Because me, I have I have a Christian friend who said something to me once about how she found this house guy, this northern guy, very attractive and whatnot. Yes, northern guys, some of them are looking good. I'm not gonna say all of them, I'm not gonna say most of them. They will find the ones that are looking nice, you know, they have a certain aesthetic and whatnot. So it's normal, I guess, I've come to see it as normal for girls to be enamored by that and find it attractive. It's fine to find people attractive. It doesn't, their attractiveness would not, like, you won't see somebody and think of their faith before you think of their attractiveness. You see them first, right? So I totally get how you look at a northern guy and be like, oh, he's very handsome. And if you go to like all these like wedding pages or stuff I randomly stumbled upon on my explore page, you will come to see that most in the comment section you see girls from other tribes as well enamored by the northern guy, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But something I feel like people are not telling you, people, even in the comment section, they don't be telling you people. They just be saying, oh yeah, we're so cutie cutie, they're so looking nice. They look nice, but honestly, I don't sound like I'm not hoarding them. I can care less at the moment. I can really care less. It's not about that, and I'm not trying to like gatekeep northern guys. Please, I'm a Yoruba girl, that's not my cup of tea. But my dear girl, they just want to use you. 80% of the time they want to use you. I'm not surprised if you find like 20% of the time, the other 20% you happen to come across a northern guy who is genuine and sincere about the feelings that he has for you. It used to happen, but the other 80% of the time they're just trying to use you, and that's it. And I don't know why people don't be telling you people these things. People want to believe in delusion, Delulu land, where you pretend that everything is nice and rosy, but it's not like that. Because the thing is, for the northern quote unquote Muslim guy, he's seeing you as available. You are his experimental lab rat. He will try everything that he would not try with a Muslim girl with you. He will take all liberties that he would not take with a Muslim girl or a northern girl with you. Like, I'm telling you, if you think it's a joke, I'm telling you, you are the one he used to experiment. Because even me, even though I am Muslim, but because I'm not northern, they have tried it with me. I swear to God, they have tried it with me. And it's like, oh, because they think that, okay, you're not northern, so you would allow some liberties. Regardless of faith and regardless of tribe, the fact alone that Keba Bahoshi Abachiba, which means the fact alone that you are not a Hausa girl, they think means you are easy. Because clearly, you know that he's not going to marry you, but you are the girl that he would use to brush up practice. And that's just the truth. That's the truth that people don't tell you. If people want to be in your feelings about it, you can be in your feelings about it, you can be angry about it. But I'm telling you, that is the truth that they don't tell you. My dear girls, I'm not saying every single Muslim guy or every single northern guy, but I'm telling you, you guys listen to me tell you, 80% of them just want to fuck with you. And that's it. Quite literally, they just want to fuck with you. Because the Hausa girl, or the northern girl rather, and the Muslim girl is not going to give them a chance. So that's why they keep doing what they do. They are trying to see if you would open the sesame. And that's just the truth, honestly. The key in realizing is the respect. Should you meet a northern or Muslim guy and you're not northern or Muslim yourself, or northern and Muslim yourself, the key to know is in the respect. If he's handsy with you, if he's like touching you or just like saying explicit things to you that you notice, especially if you have the opportunity to observe him in public, you notice he won't do that with a Hausa girl or another girl or a Muslim girl. My dear, carry your two legs and run, because he just want to play with you, and that's a period. In other news, preparations for Kafat is like, the Kafat is in the air, because I keep seeing people like posting Kafat stuff, and even people who don't live in Kaduna, I think people are coming in for that. Also, talking about activities, I was so bummed to find out that UTEP came to Kaduna and I did not know. Don't we need a bulletin? I think we need a like page who would give us like a bulletin of like, this is what's happening, these are the events, this is like, because I don't understand. We need to keep abreast of situations like this because as creatives, you have to know. So anyways, YouTube came to Kaduna. I only knew this because they went to Castle where my sister goes there. And apparently it was so nice and I missed a lot, but that's fine. It's really nice and, you know, very, what's the word I'm looking for? Very up to speed, I guess. I don't know. That's not what I'm looking for, but I'm going with it. That, you know, all these creative things that keep happening in Kaduna and, like, people keep coming in. I feel like there's a perception of the north from the outside world where people think it's just, like, you know, boring and nothing ever happens here. And, like, it's a place where you just, you know... There's a bad stereotype, and I don't really care to repeat the stereotype, but you know what I'm trying to say. When people think, oh, the northern part of Nigeria, they usually think it's very, like, not mid, lukewarm safe. But it's really nice to see people come in and, like, experience a different type of, like, the north, especially, like, Kaduna, and it's like, wow, okay, so this place is nice. It's not as dead as we think it is. You know, I saw this guy, what's his name, the guy that does the food thingy on Instagram. And he came to Kaduna. He went to a club. I don't know that much about that, but he had fun, so I guess that's good. And with the YouTube thing, people came in from everywhere, like from Google, from YouTube itself. And we have Brother Shaggy and Demko coming into KD, experiencing it, you know, the nice food, restaurants, people, the vibe and everything. And I'm here for it. I live for that. I'm quite bummed I didn't know about it. I would have gone, especially since on the day he came, it's like quite next to my office, Castle. So yeah, but anyways, that's nice. I still do think we need like bulleting. I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to take up this stress because, like, yeah, I keep finding out things and I'm like, oh, so that happened, you know. Especially if you're in the creative space, like for me, like Yes Me Rufai Foundation stuff happening there, I follow them, so I know. Kafat as well, it's everywhere, I follow them, so I know. Fasaka Cafe and everything that you do there, I don't really know. I just know that stuff be happening there, but I don't really know what stuff be happening there. And people want to turn up. I feel like a lot of people would like to know what's happening so they can go. Not every time, Mitadol, no offense to Mitadol, it's not the way I'm trying to say. Well, not every time, like, exhibition or, like, going to eat, buy and sell and stuff like that. The other things, I feel like everybody has their vibe and niche and whatnot, and there are other things that we might be interested in, but we don't know it's happened until like it has passed and it's like, oh, so that happened, oh, so that person came. Like, we missed a lot of opportunities. So I think I'm gonna do that. It's a project I'm probably going to try and do in January because right now I'm quite busy. But yeah, secondly, this weekend has been really stressful for me. Honestly, my phone cracked and I had to go fix that yesterday. And what's happening, I feel like before, KD on Sunday was a bit bubbly. Maybe it's the heat, because the weather has really been hot recently. Because yesterday was quite dead outside. Like, there were barely enough people outside. But I'm not complaining, because I don't be liking people, so that works for me. There's a topic I really want to talk about, but I feel like it's deep. Maybe I should just go into it, since this episode is quite lively for a Monday morning episode. So I don't know, I feel like depending on what industry you are in or what you are into, you may or may not have experienced some changes with the new administration, and I don't know if that's a good thing or if it's a bad thing for you. But for me personally, in a, like, the creative sense, a lot of things has been cut off from us. And growing up, you would hear things about, oh, administrational, like, change and the impact and how, like, with projects and stuff, maybe the previous administration was doing something and the new administration will come in and that thing will stop, like, with road and infrastructure and stuff like that. I have never had it affect my own personal life. It has affected my personal life. And apart from that, like, the things that we enjoy in KD has kind of depleted on a government-involved basis. So you know how, like, KIF, if you don't know, KIF is the Kashim Barim Fellowship, and Kaba Fest, which is, you know, Kaduna Arts and Book Festival, and other things that I wouldn't be going into. Those two things in that regard, I have a friend who got into KIF, and she has not been, her life has just been on full stop because of the new administration. It's like the previous administration promised all these things and they were on the way to achieving and, you know, fulfilling those promises, and boom, the new administration came in and everything just halted, and it just keeps people like in limbo of what to do next with their life. I feel so bad. And then secondly, Kaba Fest, what happened to Kaba Fest? Because honestly, I was looking forward to it. I had the opportunity to attend the last festival and it was so interesting. Oh my god, it was so cool. It was so bomb. Oh my god, like I really had so much fun. It was very educative, innovative. The networking was on another level because you had opportunity to meet all these people. Lord, that Shoneyin was in Kaduna, like people flew into Kaduna for the tourism alone is something, you know, because it happened at Stone Edge Hotel in Kaduna near the Nepal roundabout side, and I can just imagine a lot of people flying into Kaduna to experience this event and them like paying for hotels and stuff. And it also gives another opportunity for people to like see Kaduna, you know, stereotypes and whatnot aside. People are able to go around Kaduna and see it for themselves, you know. It's not just about, I feel like some people who are not interested in certain things don't even try to understand those things. They just like discard it, and because it's like somebody who is not interested in maybe like arts and whatnot, and you're an arts person, they would never get it. And I feel like bridging the gap is them trying to understand that this is also quite important and seeing advantages in it. But anyways, we as Kaduna people, Croc City people, got to experience the big hit of administrational change and everything had to stop. So I guess maybe that's why everybody's looking forward to Kafat, because yes, you know. And that also makes you to just realize how it's very important for people to privatize stuff, because if you leave it into the hands of the government now, your life is just in limbo. You cannot even move forward with your life. Actually, your life is just in pause, because you cannot do anything without them. And clearly they do what they wish, you see. So Kaba Fest didn't work, but Esme Erifai had a festival, if I can remember, around that time. I couldn't attend, but it was something similar, and that went on. And what do you call it, now Kafat, because it's privatized, we can't leave anything to the hands of the government. Me personally, I've lost my faith in them. They always botch things. I'm so upset. They always botch things. I'm so irritated. And yeah, those are things that I feel like, because Kaba Fest was supposed to be October, yeah, it was supposed to happen in October on a normal calendar, September October vibe, but now it didn't happen. And forget about it. Even Kia, forget about it. Move on with your life, sister girl. Like, just move and just find something else to do with yourself, because these people don't give two fucks about us. That's just the truth. And then with Kafat, let's see if you can. And it's quite cheap. Maybe cheap is not the right word, but affordable, the ticket. So let's get the ticket for Kafat. Let's go and enjoy ourselves. Let's have a festival. Let's turn up and pour out. And I tell you, I've been seeing a lot of people posting that makes me feel like, yeah, you know, last year's Kafat, I couldn't attend, but apparently from people who attended, it was quite nice. So let's turn up. Yeah, so that's all I'm going to be giving you guys for this episode. I just did a little bit of sprinkle. I didn't really want to make that topic, the infrastructural topic, deep, because I would just lose I will lose my marbles, and I might say something that is, yeah, and I won't take it back, and it will be something else. And with the whole like Muslim guys and whatnot, please, we all know, like, I had to come out and do this public announcement, service announcement, because I feel like I keep seeing girls fall into these traps and then they come back crying. These boys will never marry you, I'm telling you. And it's not about marriage, they want to play with you. Like, even if they're not going to get married, and not marriage is not everybody's cup of tea, you know, but like, you should not be played with. Nobody wants to be toyed with at the end of the day. And that's why your sister here is giving you some advice. Move. Unless you are fully aware of what it is and you don't mind, by all means, carry on, sister girl. Get your life. But if you actually a sweet girl and you just want to be loved, they are not the one for you. They really are not. Just leave them alone. Even me, I used to leave them alone, because no, yeah, I'm not going to go into that more than that. And if you want to drag me, please go on. I could care less. Anyways, have a really nice weekend. I'm going to see if I can post something on Thursday. I know I haven't really been doing that because I've been so busy at work. I have a 9-to-5, you guys. I have a 9-to-5, and I'm also juggling my side life on the side, so it's really hard. Talking about sides, I just remember Ginny Mai, but I already rounded the episode up, so maybe next time on Thursday we can talk about that. Actually, let's do something about black women and black stuff and African stuff. I don't know what the hell that means, but I'm going to cook something up, and maybe on Thursday I'll be back and we can post that. And I'm going to leave you guys on that note. Have a really nice week ahead, and toodles. Also, do all the nice stuff, share, like, comment, everything that it allows you to do, you know. That's how we build our family. It's a family here, so bye. Anyways, I'm beginning to ramble, so yeah, bye.